Today's question, should you pay $500 or more for an annual membership to an airline's airport lounges? They do offer a refuge from the hubbub of a terminal, though sometimes these days there can be waiting lines to get in. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. To access an airline-branded club, you must be flying the same airline that operates that club. Now, a few years ago, American Express, Capital One, and Chase opened their own airport clubs. The good news, you can enter no matter what airline you're flying, and the clubs are generally swankier than most airline lounges. The not-so-good news, you must hold one of those companies' premium cards whose annual fees are $500 or more, and their clubs are mainly in major airports only. My advice, if you fly more than 8 flights a year on the same airline, club membership at $600 or more might be worth it. Otherwise, consider the premium credit card option. Those cards can often offer more perks than just lounge entry. It's easy to go online and compare the annual costs of club membership versus the annual fee of those premium credit cards. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.